It's do or die week for Washington lawmakers to get a budget deal. The 30-day special session runs out on June 27th, and without a budget, a partial government shutdown would occur July 1st. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
House Democrats and Senate Republicans have been struggling since March to find agreement on an operating budget for the next 2 years. They started at about $1 billion apart and have narrowed that gap considerably. Democrats say they've moved the most after backing down from $1.5 billion tax package. Republicans respond that Democrats had the most to give because they were asking for much more. But bridging the final gap has remained elusive, and taxes have remained the sticking point. On Friday, Governor Jay Inslee called for the elimination of $300 to $350 million in tax exemptions over the next 2 years.
But we need to understand that both sides have proposed additional spending in different places. And for them to both be able to have additional spending, it will necessitate some relatively modest revenues.
Senate Republican Budget Chair Andy Hill appeared open to the idea. He said, quote, "We've always said we should be looking at our tax exemptions. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia."